Worms, Captain of Compost, Doctor of Dirt, Old Natural Howard, and lots of other goofy names. I call him Dad. Here he is, the Dirt Doctor, Howard Garrett.
Thank you, Logan, and welcome back, everybody. Telephone number 866-444-3478. I'm going to do a couple of quick things, and one not quite so quick, and then we'll get to the phones. Poison ivy thing I mentioned at the end of the last hour that I may have stumbled into something pretty cool. I had a poison ivy on the inside of my right forearm starting to show up. It was definitely poison ivy. You know, you could feel the bumps and the redness and itching was starting to come on, but it was real young. I had no earthly idea where it came from, and I started thinking, where in the world have I been around poison ivy? I played golf for the first time in a little over 2 weeks Friday, and I thought, well, maybe when I was over against the property line, there's poison ivy at the course where I play. For sure, I thought that was a possibility. The other is that tater maybe running around, found some. I didn't think I had any anymore on our property, but maybe he got into some, and then playing with him, I got it. Whatever, it showed up. And I thought, well, I think I'll try something new. So I have some food-grade hydrogen peroxide that I try to keep around all the time. I spray on skin and brown spots and different things from time to time, and cuts and scrapes and all that. So I sprayed it on there, and I kind of forgot about it. And this morning I noticed that it was completely gone. There's no itching. There's no red. There's no nothing there. And whether I was diagnosed it incorrectly and it wasn't poison ivy, which I guess is a possibility, but boy, it looked exactly like it. But catching it early on, spraying hydrogen peroxide on it, rubbing it on there, is something that you might want to try. Let's talk about stem cells a little bit. Young Vitality is the company that we're dealing with, and I'm pretty excited about the whole thing. You can, I'll give you the phone number and I'll give it to you again. If you want to call and get a free consultation about how it would work on some problem that you're having, the number is toll free 800-705-6006. And the consultation is $200 value. It's free for you by going through that phone number. Stem cells. These stem cells are umbilical cord, mesenchymal stem cells, what they are. And what's been so fascinating to me, I've had the treatment. It was 2 days. Let's see. It was, I think, a week and 2 or 3 days now since I had treatment in my knees and also IV. And it's incredible. My torn meniscus in my knee and really hurt after playing golf. And the next day I could barely walk. And when it came up, I don't know how I even did it. It came up just getting old, I guess. But I know a lot of people have those kind of things and other problems with muscle, bone, cartilage, tendons, wherever in your body, these stem cells might be able to help you. The difference is this: the kind of stem cells they are. When we're born, we have stem cells that are very concentrated, and they're the life building, the muscle building, the tendon building, you know, thing in your body. And when you're a baby, you have one in 10,000 cells or stem cells. When you're my age, 70, I probably have one in 2.5 million cells or stem cells, or one in 3 million, something like that. So in other words, from the time you're born, they start going down, and they're what build back damaged tissue in the body, and that's what this is all about. What's been fascinating is to meet people who've already had stem cell work. Some of the guys I play golf with, but what they've had kind of across the board, and they're really interested in looking into this, what they had was the stem cells that come out of your own fat tissue. They do a minor surgery thing, take some fat out of your body, kind of like a liposuction type of thing. They centrifuge it, and they try to make it grow more stem cells from your own fat. And the people that I've talked to about it have had pretty good success. Not 100% of them, but two of them especially have had pretty good luck, but they are looking to do this because the results coming back from across the country are incredible with this umbilical cord stuff, because it's so clean and you can count the exact number of stem cells that you're getting with this, which you can't do with the fat cells. The most interesting one on the fat cells, I was hitting balls at a golf place the other night. Logan wanted to go hit some balls, and one of the guys that comes in with a friend of mine that kind of holds clinic at Top Golf, where it is, came in. He's a cowboy. He used to be a roper, and we were talking about the stem cells, and he said, I did that with my horse. The horse's knee went completely out, an expensive horse. And he said that the fat cell stem cells brought the knee back into perfect health, and the horse was productive again. And that gets your attention, because the difference in the quality level from the fat stem cells to what we're talking about here is pretty significant. So if that works, guess how good this is. If you want to find out more about it, and if you've had any kind of pain, I recommend you call them. We'll tell you this. Judy had the same treatment that I did, and I was thinking about it this morning when I was walking out to feed Tater and getting ready to come over and do the show. It dawned on me that I hadn't even been thinking about my knee anymore. It had completely gone out of my mind, because the pain is just not there anymore at all. Judy had it in her back. She has a ruptured disc in her back, pretty bad one. And she's been having trouble sleeping, sitting in one place for a length of time. And she's had TMJ, or jaw issue, for a long time. It has not started to kick in for her at all yet. And she's a little frustrated about it. But these people that we're working with have said that it may take 4 to 6 weeks for some people. It depends on what the injury is and all that, and it's very common for it to last that long. For me, and I don't know, maybe I'm just weird, it kicked in right away. Telephone number, if you're interested, 800-705-6006. To the phones and try to get caught up here. Laurie in Weatherford, Texas, home of the Champion Pecan Tree. Hi, Laurie.
Hi, how are you?
Doing good.
We had a neighbor who had three dogs that were completely covered in ticks, and she recently had the dogs taken away from her. And since they have taken the dogs away, all the ticks are now looking for someone to live on.
Looking for a
home.
And
they are looking for a home. They are migrating over into our yard. Our driveway backs up to their backyard, and we are just inundated with ticks. I step out on my driveway, which is rock, gravel, grass, and I will instantly have three or four ticks on me. My dogs are so far we've been able to combat them off of our dogs. I dusted them with diatomaceous earth recently to help. But what can we do? Because that is the last thing I want to deal with.
Well, the first thing is we need to spray a killing spray, organic, it'll be, but one that kills. And kind of the ultimate weapon in the organic arsenal these days is the product called spinosad. And there's one that some people are having a hard time finding it, but any feed store or farm store ought to be able to get it for you, because it comes – from the Fertilome chemical company that everybody out there is dealing with. It's called Natural Guard Spinosad, and it's a spinosad combination insecticidal soap product.
Okay.
All right. And it's one that both Bob Webster and I have been talking about, and we're getting some real good anecdotal research and reports back, and it seems to kill the tough insects and or mites and ticks and things like you're dealing with better than any of the other products. Some people would like to use orange oil and essential oils by themselves and other things, but if you can find that combination, essential oil product or spinosad product and soap, that's going to be the best as step one. Step two is to put out a really strong application of beneficial nematodes.
Okay, is it not too hot to put those out?
No, if it's okay for the plants to still be alive, the beneficial nematodes can live too. You may need to water a little more carefully, but they will find and attack and kill the young ticks better than anything you can do.
Okay.
Give it a shot. And keep me posted, okay?
Okay, I will. Thank you very much.
Appreciate it. Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor, back to the phones when we come back. I'm at 866-444-3478.
Prevent those frustrating seasonal symptoms, including sneezing, runny nose, and watery eyes that can spoil your time outdoors by supercharging your immune response right at the source, your digestive tract, where an amazing 70% of your immune cells reside. If your immune system views pollen, animal dander, or wheat as a dangerous invader, it will react by stimulating an inflammatory response and incite all those unpleasant symptoms. What you may not know is that the immune receptor cells residing in your gut all depend on a healthy probiotic population to function at their peak. That's why Dr. Fred Pescatore, a best-selling author on the subject, recommends Dr. O'Hara's probiotics as a top-tier defense in the management of seasonal symptoms. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics delivers live, beneficial bacteria in an easily absorbed formula and is backed by over 25 years of research. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference and enjoy the outdoors again.
Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
Let's grow the perfect tomatoes with Espoma Organic Tomato Tone. Tomato Tone is a rich, all-natural fertilizer with slow-release formula for continuous feeding. Plus, Tomato Tone contains BioTone, a blend of organic ingredients and microbes to help roots grow larger for more robust harvests. Tomato Tone is safe for people and pets. Just visit Espoma.com for a retailer near you. Tomato Tone from Espoma, a natural in the garden since 1929.
Texas Natural Feeds offers the finest quality non-soy, non-GMO, non-medicated feeds available on the market. Their elite line of feeds combines organic alfalfa, organic kelp, yummy peanut meal, omega-3 essential amino acids, over 60 trace minerals, direct-fed probiotics, and vitamins to make tasty and nutritious poultry feeds. They also produce quality sheep, goat, pig, and rabbit feeds. Visit their website at texasnaturalfeeds.com or call 254-829-1317.
Here are some myths and truths about healthy eating. Myth: vitamin B12 can be obtained from certain plant sources such as blue-green algae and soy products. Truth: vitamin B12 is not absorbed from plant sources. Modern soy products increase the body's need for B12. Myth: animal fats cause cancer and heart disease. Truth: animal fats contain many nutrients that protect against cancer and heart disease. Elevated rates of cancer and heart disease are associated with consumption of large amounts of processed vegetable oils. Myth: children benefit from a low-fat diet. Truth: children on low-fat diets suffer from growth problems, failure to thrive, and learning disabilities. Visit howardgarrett.com for more information on living a healthier lifestyle and for finding great natural organic products.
Roses are our best medicinal and culinary herbs. They should be grown organically because when roses are loaded with toxic pesticides and other chemicals, the natural benefits of roses are squandered. Rosehip tea or using rose petals in teas or salads is a good idea if the plants haven't been sprayed with synthetic poisons. For the best results with roses, plant well-adapted roses for your area. Roses on their own roots are often the best choices. Planting, watering, and feeding instructions for roses can be found on the homepage of DirtDoctor.com. Click on Organic Guides and look for the Organic Rose Program. For disease control in general, spray roses with Garrett Juice Plus and BioWash or garlic pepper tea. For insect pests, spray essential oil products, Garrett Juice Plus and BioWash. Dust if necessary with natural diatomaceous earth. For thrips, apply beneficial nematodes to the soil in early spring or when foliage begins to grow. To learn more about growing roses the natural way, go to DirtDoctor.com. Compost is nature's own living fertilizer and can be made at home or purchased ready to use. It can be started any time of the year in sun or shade, and anything once living, plant or animal, can and should go into the compost. The ingredients in your compost should be a mix of coarse and fine textured material to promote air circulation through the pile. Turn the pile as time allows to speed up the process. However, turning is not critical. Moisture is important. A compost pile should be roughly as wet as a squeezed out sponge to help the living organisms thrive and work their magic. Compost is ready to use as a soil amendment when the ingredients are no longer identifiable. The color is a dark brown, the texture is soft and crumbly, and the smell is pleasant like the forest floor. Rough, unfinished compost can be used as top dressing mulch around all plantings. Finished compost is used in potting soil and bed preparation. You can learn more about composting and natural organic gardening at dirtdoctor.com.
Trees become infested with insects and diseases when they are in stress and sick. That's when Mother Nature sends in the cleanup crews. Insects and pathogens are just doing their jobs, trying to take out the unfit plants. Most plant sickness is environmental. Too much water, maybe not enough water. Too much fertilizer, or the wrong kind of fertilizer. Toxic chemical pesticides, the compaction of soil, and grade changes. There could be ill-adapted plant varieties, overplanting certain plant species, and creating monocultures. The Dirt Doctor's tree health plan is simple. Keep trees in a stress-free condition so their immune systems can resist insects and diseases. The sick tree treatment is basically: 1. Stop using high nitrogen fertilizers and toxic chemical pesticides. 2. Remove excess soil from the root flare. 3. Apply organic amendments. And 4. Spray trees and soil with Garrett Juice monthly. To learn more on maintaining healthy trees, go to dirtdoctor.com.
All right. Howard is back on the phones with Ken in Fort Worth. Hey, Ken. I snuck up on you.
Hello.
Ken, you there?
Yeah, this is Ken. Good morning. Let me get off speakerphone for you.
Thank you, sir.
Is that better, maybe?
Yeah, it's a little better. What can I do for you?
Okay, I got a sunflower. It's a giant sunflower. It gets over six feet tall. They get taller.
Uh-huh.
And I had one great big old head coming on. It was a monster. And next day when I went out there, it was gone. It was like you took a pair of scissors out. You think it could have been a squirrel or a bird? I do see a possum crawling along the top of that fence from time to time at night.
I would guess possum or raccoon, one of the two, Ken.
I don't think you got any raccoons out here, but anyway.
I've seen a lot of possums lately. I've seen several dead in the streets, and we put out a little overripe fruit for butterflies. And I was real smart. I put it pretty close to my beautiful little dwarf Japanese maple, and the possum was so brave it came out and climbed up in the little tree, broke a limb of it to get to the fruit. So there's a lot of possums around. I got a feeling that's probably what it was. They basically are not a huge problem, but they sometimes can be doing what they did to your sunflower.
Yeah, okay. Just completely like you take a pair of scissors and cut it right off.
Yeah, I bet
that big bite.
It could have been rats too. Rats are pretty incredibly tough to, you know, at things like that sometimes too. But I would guess a possum in this case.
Okay, can I throw one more quick one before I go?
Sure.
I got some pepper plants and the sunflower plants. Is it this time of year? Is it okay to water them twice a day? I guess that's probably a good thing. And morning, evening.
Well, you want to, instead of setting a schedule like that, get a probe, an old golf club with the head sawed off, and probe the soil and keep it mulched and don't water and you know, go as long between waterings as you can. If you have to water twice a day to keep them from wilting, do it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
but generally in the ground, you never have to water that often. In pots, sometimes you do.
Gotcha.
And on your sunflowers and other things that you've got animals hurting like that, try spraying as a repellent with garlic pepper tea. Works really well with raccoons. It may help with the possums also.
Already will do. And thanks for the advice. You take care.
Appreciate the call. Let's go to York, where are you? York,
Nebraska.
Nebraska.
Hello. Good
thanks
morning.
Thanks for calling. How is it there?
It's cooling off.
Okay.
We had a real hot 3 or 4 days last week, but it's cooling off now. But I talked to you just a brief time last week, just as your radio show goes off at our 9 o'clock. Another show comes on.
Well, you'll have to work on them to get all 3 hours on there for you.
Yes, well, I enjoy your show, Doctor.
Thank you.
What I talked to you about last week was this lawn disease, and I went to the York store, and they recommended Fertilome. It's a liquid systematic fungicide, too.
Yeah, systemic. That'd be a toxic chemical, Darlene, and not anything I'd recommend at all.
You would not recommend, dear?
No. You can cure any turf disease that comes up, that pops up with cornmeal.
Okay.
Dry, granulated cornmeal, you know, just ground up corn is what it is.
Okay.
You can get it from a feed store or a farm store for the best price, but anywhere you can get cornmeal works fine. You put it out at about 2 pounds per 100 square feet. Or 20 pounds per 1,000 square feet, and it helps with fungal diseases. It helps with some bacterial diseases, but most of what you'll see in the turf is fungal. And the other thing you can do is spray with hydrogen peroxide. Hydrogen peroxide is as good or better than any of the toxic disease control products that you don't want to be around.
So, dear, how would you mix that?
Mix it with water 50-50. Hydrogen peroxide from the grocery store is about 3% concentration. Buy the bottles of hydrogen peroxide from the grocery store and mix them with water 50-50. Same amount of water as hydrogen peroxide.
Okay.
That'll give you somewhere between 1 and 1.5%. Spraying that on the foliage of plants won't burn the plants, and it will kill the disease.
Okay, 50-50.
Mm-hmm.
Hydrogen peroxide.
Yep.
Now, is there, did you saturate the grass that hasn't died yet, or what?
Yeah, just spray and get good coating all around
coating?
On the foliage. You can drench it into the soil, and some of those diseases are soil-borne, as where they get started is in the soil. And
uh-huh.
so if you spray heavy enough to where it drips down into the soil some also, that's the best thing to do.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
Now, one other thing. There's a commercial line of products that mm-hmm. are wonderful called BioSafe. And
yes,
they have hydrogen peroxide products in their line, and they are labeled for this use we're talking about. What I told you is, you know, homemade mix, and that's fine, but you can buy a properly labeled commercial product if you go the route of BioSafe.
But you are afraid of this Fertilome. I bought some. I guess just return it then.
Now, what does it say is in it? Diconil or
PROPICONAZOLE 1.55.
Yeah, that's chemical. You don't want to deal with that. The hydrogen peroxide works better anyway, and the cornmeal works even better than that.
Now, is there a time? Does the heat of the day?
Do it first thing in the morning or at night. The cooler part of the day is ideal, but there you don't have to worry about that too much. I'm going to have to run. I'll put you on hold if you had something else. I'm Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor, and I'll be right back.
Gardeners, do you want to receive the best how-to videos for everything you need to know for successful food gardens and landscapes? This video course is taught with 15 chapters of instruction and includes a detailed 25-page study booklet. It's fun, easy, and covers organic gardening, landscaping, and farming. To learn more or sign up for the course, go to dirtdoctor.com. That's dirtdoctor.com and click on the certification course banner.
Learn to live more natural and organic and be healthier by learning from and purchasing one of Howard Garrett's best-selling books. His natural, organic programs and pest solutions work better in every way and can save you money. You can learn about growing beautiful landscaping, delicious, healthy food crops, pet management, and healthy living. Howard's books are useful coast-to-coast and border-to-border. You can learn about the books on DirtDoctor.com and find them in your favorite bookstore.
Roses are our best medicinal and culinary herbs. They should be grown organically because when roses are loaded with toxic pesticides and other chemicals, the natural benefits of roses are squandered. Rosehip tea or using rose petals in teas or salads is a good idea if the plants haven't been sprayed with synthetic poisons. For the best results with roses, plant well-adapted roses for your area. Roses on their own roots are often the best choices. Planting, watering, and feeding instructions for roses can be found on the homepage of DirtDoctor.com. Click on Organic Guides and look for the Organic Rose Program. For disease control in general, spray roses with Garrett Juice Plus and BioWash or garlic pepper tea. For insect pests, spray essential oil products, Garrett Juice Plus and BioWash. Dust if necessary with natural diatomaceous earth. For thrips, apply beneficial nematodes to the soil in early spring or when foliage begins to grow. To learn more about growing roses the natural way, go to DirtDoctor.com.
If you were there for the dawning of the Age of Aquarius, this message is for you. You can fight the effects of aging by eating right, exercising, and getting some garlic every day. The healing and health-giving properties of garlic are as wonderful as Venus aligning with Mars. And the easiest way to get all of garlic's benefits is with Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract. Natural aging makes organically grown kyolic a true antioxidant. Hospital and university studies show that kyolic aged garlic extract helps maintain healthy cholesterol levels and normal blood pressure while improving circulation. Kyolic even helps build your immune system so you can keep on keeping on. For more information or to find a store near you, visit kyolic.com. That's K-Y-O-L-I-C.com. Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract, for people who take their garlic and their health seriously. Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract is available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, GNC, and fine health food stores everywhere.
Without good health, little else matters. Good health affects weight, skin quality, teeth, hearing, eyesight, and enjoyment of life. It also affects your energy, controls your allergy sensitivities, and helps prevent the degenerative diseases like diabetes, arthritis, heart disease, Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, MS, and cancer. Here are a few ideas on living a more healthy life. Drink water from glass or stainless steel rather than from plastic bottles. Plastic, especially the soft plastic bottles, outgasses contaminants that accumulate in the body and negatively affect your health. Eat food that is grown or raised naturally and prepared with little or no processing or toxic chemicals. Exercise regularly. Walk or do more vigorous exercise on a regular basis. Work out with a partner or join a yoga, fitness, or martial arts class. Visit howardgarrett.com today for more information and products to help you live a healthier lifestyle.
All right, Howard, back with you. One quick thing before we go back to the phones, that comment about the Darlene's radio station not carrying all 3 hours of my show, that's fairly typical. The stations sometimes run 1 hour, sometimes two, sometimes all three. They sometimes run at different times of the day as well. If your station where you listen doesn't carry them all, there's a couple of things you can do. One is you can listen to live streaming on DirtDoctor.com and hear all three, and it's live. It's while we're doing the show, and then it's put on the website on DirtDoctor.com as podcast, so you can listen to the podcast anytime you want to. And then the third way to go, you can't get away from me, is an app. We have a Dirt Doctor app, so you can listen right on your smartphone. Okay. Back to the phones. Let's go to Arkansas and talk to Pat. Hey, Pat.
Good morning. How are you?
Doing well.
Well, my question is somewhat unique, I guess. I'm trying to grow hops, beer hops.
Okay.
And they're doing all right, but I believe they could be more vibrant. Would you have any sort of nutritional supplements, fertilizers that you could recommend?
Sure. Are you up in Mountain Home?
I'm south of Mountain Home. Well, actually, yeah, southwest of Mountain Home, about 30, 40 miles.
Okay.
The soil is quite rocky.
Mm-hmm.
There's not much topsoil at all.
Okay. Do you have the hops growing now?
Yes, I do.
How they look?
Yeah, they're they're pale green.
Okay.
They're not deep green.
All right. Yeah, we can fix you up. I've got hops growing in my experimental gardens also at the office. And it's you've already probably discovered it's a pretty, even though the color is not quite what you want, it's a pretty easy plant to grow, pretty aggressive. It responds to the organic program beautifully. So any of the organic fertilizers like the Spoma, that's a general blend product, and if you can find one, then they have one in their line. Other people have fertilizers that not only have NPK and a lot of trace minerals, but microorganisms, also beneficial bacteria and mycorrhizal fungus. Using those kind of products will really help make trace minerals more easily available to the plant. That's probably what's causing the off color. And if you use the Garrett juice mixture, which is compost tea or liquid humate, and then apple cider vinegar, molasses, and seaweed as a foliar feed and a drench in the root system, you'll see that color come around, and you'll see production and everything just really kick up. The hops plant will respond to that very, very well.
Now, what I've used thus far is a formula I got from the Square Foot Gardening book. I believe it's 3 parts wood ash, 2 parts bone meal, 1 part blood meal. And
is that all you've used as a fertilizer?
That's all I've used thus far, yes.
Okay, that's the problem. That makes your plants a little hungry. The hops is kind of like tomatoes in a way. It's a hungry plant, and you're going to have to use a fertilizer that's got some NPK in it. And that's why I'm saying use one of the organic fertilizers like a Spoma or whatever one that the local feed stores and farm stores have available to you. And then the Garrett juice also functions as a fertilizer, both foliar and drenching it into the soil. And you'll see that the color and the strength of the plant reverse in a hurry. Those other things that the Square Foot Gardener people recommend are fine. It's just not enough.
Okay. Now, what is the Garrett juice again?
It's the formula is on my website on dirtdoctor.com. It's to make a gallon of Garrett juice, you put a cup of concentrated liquid humate or your own compost tea. You put depends on how strong your own compost tea is, as to how much you put in there. You can make the whole gallon compost tea if it's just, you know, a mixture that's ready to spray on the plants. And then into that gallon of compost tea, you put 1 ounce of each one of the other ingredients, liquid seaweed, liquid molasses, and apple cider vinegar from the grocery store. That's Garrett juice. You can buy it commercially if you want to. There's 3 different manufacturers that make it, but the formula is always available to people if they want to make their own.
Okay, I'll try that.
You'll see it green up, and you'll have good production. Do you already have hops on the plant right now? Mine's covered right now.
No, I don't.
Okay. Yeah, it's just hungry, Pat. You just need to fertilize it a little bit more heavily.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you very much. You have a great day.
Okay, you too. Let's go to Carrollton, Georgia, I believe it is. Is that right, Debbie?
Yes, that's right.
Listening on WLBB?
WLBB, that's it. I couldn't remember when she asked me. She caught me off guard, but yeah, WLBB. I love your show. It's very informational.
Well, thanks.
Okay, I've got a problem with ants, those little tiny ants. They're in my plants. They're everywhere, in my car, in my food, in my house. And I have cats, so I have to be careful what I use. I've tried all these little home remedies everybody's told me, but nothing seems to work.
Okay. Do we have any idea what kind of ants they are, Debbie?
Well, when I went to buy some stuff, I described them, and they called them sweet ants. But then some outside are a little bigger, and I said, hey, trust me, there's nothing sweet about these ants.
But they're not stinging you? They're not fire ants?
No, they're little tiny, kind of blackish brown,
okay.
And, but they can bite, and they do hurt when they bite. But they're just, I mean, it's like I've never, I mean, every year it's getting worse, and this year they're just, oh, my God, they're taking over.
Okay. Do you have a feed store or a farm store or a garden center anywhere near you that sells organic stuff?
Yes.
Okay. Well, the first thing you can do, the simplest thing you can do, is you can get orange oil or any kind of citrus oil or one of the essential oils like I was talking about earlier and spray, and just that'll be a contact killer. Now, that won't help you with the colony, where they're coming from. So,
salt, bleach, ammonia, everything on the colonies.
Yeah,
the bleach seems to work a little bit.
Well, don't use bleach. That's going to really foul up your soil. Bleach is a horrible thing to use, so don't do that anymore.
Yeah, I found that out.
And don't do salt anymore unless it's a natural salt, and use it at very, very low levels. If it's a sea salt, sea salts actually function as a fertilizer if they're used at very, very small levels, but it's not going to help you with the ants. After you kill them with an essential oil, orange oil or something like that, or spinosad, if they have any spinosad products.
Would you spell that for me, please?
Well, it's S-P-I-N-O-S-A-D. Spinosad,
all right,
or spinosad.
S-P-I-N-O-A-S-A-D. Okay, spinosad oil. Okay.
Now, spinosad is not the name of the product. It's the active ingredient in the product, okay?
All right.
Now, the second step is to put out, the simplest thing would be to put out dry molasses. If your local store has dry molasses, spread dry molasses all over the whole property. That'll function as a mild fertilizer, and it'll run them off. You can also do it with cornmeal, whole ground cornmeal. Put it just where the colonies are, but better is to put it all over the entire property. Now, the final thing
you can do, because they're all over the property.
Now, the final thing you can do is you can save your orange peelings and grapefruit peelings and any kind of citrus. What I do when I do this procedure is I cut them up and throw them into a plastic bag and throw them in the freezer and freeze them. And then when you're ready to use them, you put them in a blender or a food processor, and you turn those citrus peels into this wonderful smelling citrus pulp.
Yeah, I do that for in making aroma in the house. So I use all my peels and.
Well, if you'll throw it out around the ant mounds, it'll run the ants off.
Oh, I did not know that. Good thing to know.
So those are the things I would do in that order, and I think you'll get them under control.
Thank you so much. I enjoy your show.
Appreciate the call. Thank you very much. Let's go. And the open line is 866-444-3478. James in Texarkana, Texas, instead of Texarkana, Louisiana.
Yes. Got poison ivy on the ground and growing up the backside of a building and up all of my oak trees. I'm wondering how to eradicate it.
Well, people will tell you to spray it with this, that, and the other thing, and the sprays really don't work that well, James. Unfortunately, the best way to get rid of poison ivy and to hire somebody to do it, if you're really allergic to it, is to physically remove it, get it out of there, and then once it starts to try to grow back, which it will do, you need to get as much of the crown dug out and removed as possible. But the little shoots that try to start growing back, you can spray and kill them and keep it under control at that point with the straight vinegar organic herbicide, or with strong hydrogen peroxide, at least 10% concentration, or with one of the essential oils like the BioSafe product. But the first step, unfortunately, is physical removal.
All right. I guess I'll have to run me an ad.
There are companies that do it. I had the most incredible thing one year. This was 15 years ago, I guess. We got a new property that we moved our office into, and there was a poison ivy growing in an arborvitae tree back in the back corner of the house, and the stem was literally as big as my arm. It was a gigantic poison ivy vine, and I was working with a fellow that came over and did landscape work, and I asked him if he or his crew could work with poison ivy without, getting sick and having the allergy. And he said, "Yeah, we're not allergic to poison ivy at all." And they actually climbed the tree and cut the thing out with chainsaws and got the poison ivy all over them. And how in the world they didn't come down with a huge case of it, I don't know, but it didn't bother them a bit.
So, well, some, I'll try that.
Yeah, some people can do it and get away with it, but I'm not one of them.
All right. Thank you, sir.
All right. Good luck. Let's, and the number is 866-444-3478. Here is Ruth in Fort Worth, Texas. Hey, Ruth.
Hi.
What's up?
I have an abelia that I'm afraid I'm losing. About a year ago, I had a gas leak. It was out close to the street, and it killed all my grass. But I didn't think it affected the abelia, but I'm afraid it did because there are a lot of dead canes in there, and the canes that are alive are there's no leaves except out on.
Can you hang with me through this break, and we'll talk through the whole deal, and not be rushed. I'm Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor. We'll talk to Ruth about saving her plant when we come back, and then take your call back after this.
All the experts agree that regen medicine and stem cell therapy is the future of medicine, your personal health and longevity. So before you operate, before you medicate, why not regenerate? Book your free consultation now. Mention Wildflower or the Dirt Doctor Show and get a free consult that's a $200 value free. Call us today at 800-509-4070.
Lava sand is a critical part of my organic recommendations for bed preparation and general soil improvement, especially for farms and ranches. I have found a high-quality lava product with significant paramagnetism. It's American Rio and their Maverick Lava Sand Soil Amendment. It'll dramatically improve your soil and increase plant production.
It can now be delivered directly to you by tote. Call Sean at 405-426-7752. That's 405-426-7752 or go to AmericanRio.com.
Farms and greenhouses throughout America rely on BioSafe systems for healthier plants and better yields. You too can enjoy longer blooms and better results in your own backyard and garden with BioSafe weed control, disease control, and plant food. BioSafe Systems believes products should be effective and safe for use around pets, children, and wildlife. Our products are certified organic, so you can feel good about using them in your own backyard. Visit us online today at www.biosafe.net to learn more. BioSafe Systems, simply sustainable, always effective.
As we age, our glutathione levels drop dramatically, and that's a big deal because glutathione is our body's master antioxidant, repairing cell damage caused by environmental toxins and aging. RegActive's probiotic strain ME3 is proven to naturally stimulate and produce glutathione in the body. RegActive is from Essential Formulas, known for introducing Dr. O'Hara's fantastic probiotics to the United States 15 years ago. Dirt Doctor advice, look for RegActive at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
To begin your natural organic program and get your lawn and garden off drugs, just follow Mother Nature's guide. First, stop hurting the life in the soil. Choose only products and techniques that are beneficial to the health of organisms above and in the soil. Stop using all synthetic fertilizers, toxic pesticides, and other toxic chemicals that harm living organisms. Avoid all high nitrogen synthetic fertilizers, especially nitrogen-only products. Toxic weed and feed products are the worst of all. Next, build soil health with aeration and natural organic fertilizers and amendments. And third, use native plants and well-adapted introductions. Finally, water only as needed. The organic program will reduce the watering requirements by about 50%. MoTurf is needed in mulch clippings into the lawn to return nutrients and organic matter to the soil. The natural way is fun, will save you money, and always works better in every way. After all, Mother Nature knows best. For more information about natural organic gardening, visit dirtdoctor.com.
Without good health, little else matters. Good health affects weight, skin quality, teeth, hearing, eyesight, and enjoyment of life. It also affects your energy, controls your allergy sensitivities, and helps prevent the degenerative diseases like diabetes, arthritis, heart disease, Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, MS, and cancer. Here are a few ideas on living a more healthy life. Drink water from glass or stainless steel rather than from plastic bottles. Plastic, especially the soft plastic bottles, outgasses contaminants that accumulate in the body and negatively affect your health. Eat food that is grown or raised naturally and prepared with little or no processing or toxic chemicals. Exercise regularly. Walk or do more vigorous exercise on a regular basis. Work out with a partner or join a yoga, fitness, or martial arts class. Visit howardgarrett.com today for more information and products to help you live a healthier lifestyle.
It is not uncommon for the air inside a home or office to be more toxic than the air outside. This is because of the presence of toxic materials that outgas and the fact that homes and buildings are better sealed and insulated than ever before. Keeping windows open as often as possible allows fresh air in and keeps toxins flowing out. This is especially important when cleaning your home. Skip the store-bought air fresheners and instead try boiling cinnamon, cloves, or any other pleasant herbs. Also, plants may not make your house smell different, but are good for filtering contaminated interior air. Natural organic cleaning products are now on the market and are competing for that spot under your sink. They are non-toxic and they do not put off toxic gases. Visit howardgarrett.com for more information on how to live a healthier lifestyle and to find great products for your home that work well and don't contaminate the air.
Covering the bare soil around plants is crucial, and there are several mulch choices. The best mulch for any site is shredded recycled plant material such as limbs, leaves, twigs, dead plants, bark, spent flowers, and other plant debris that grew on the property. That's the natural way. How it is done in the forest and on the prairie. Second best would be purchased shredded native tree trimmings. Third in line is shredded hardwood bark. Pine bark and cypress are not good choices. Pine bark is just bad in general. It won't stay in place and contains chemicals that hurt plant growth. Cypress doesn't break down well. Mulch should decompose to create the true natural food to feed microbes and plant roots. Pine needles are good, but look out of place if there are no pine trees on the property. Lava gravel makes good mulch and has the extra benefit of keeping squirrels and cats out, but lava gravel has its negative points. It looks harsher than organic mulches, and it doesn't break down into humus. The best commercial mulch is a mixture of compost and shredded tree trimmings. For more information on mulch, go to dirtdoctor.com.
All righty, we're back with Ruth, and she is having some problems with an abelia. Is that right, Ruth?
Yes.
And you said that there was a gas leak. The gas leak got fixed. How long ago was that?
That's been about over a year.
Okay, and some canes in the abelia are dying, or what?
Yeah, well, I've cut out the dead ones that I knew were dead, but the ones that are still alive, it looks like there's no leaves except right out the last 6 or 8
right
inches.
Right at the tip. Are the leaves that are still there deformed?
No.
Okay.
No, they look okay, but I didn't know if I should cut everything back and let it grow from the roots or what.
Well, I'm not sure what's going to be the best approach here. I think the first thing we ought to do is drench it, do the entire sick tree treatment, basically. And in this case, I would exposing the flares kind of tough to do on a multi-trunk plant like you have. But if you can tell and see and get to it that it might be a little too deep in the ground, that's part of the sick tree treatment, and we ought to do that too. But the rest of it would be to aerate the root zone all around the plant, and then while the holes are open that you've stabbed with a turning fork or got rented a aerator or hired somebody to come and aerate around it, put out compost, rock minerals, the dry molasses, and the whole ground cornmeal, the sugars.
Yeah.
And then spray the whole thing and really soak the ground plane and the roots with the Garrett juice formula.
Yeah, I didn't know if I should use that charcoal or whatever.
I don't think if it was a year ago that would be the – it may have damaged it at that time, but I don't think there's going to be any residual of the gas still there. So I don't think using charcoal, it won't hurt to add charcoal to the sick tree treatment, but it may not be all that beneficial to you if you do.
It's always been beautiful. It's a 20-year-old bush, and it's been moved from the lake to the city, and, this just all happened.
Yeah. I bet we can save it if it still has some green foliage. Let's just do a real aggressive version of the sick tree treatment, and if you use activated charcoal, as part of it. When you put out all the organic amendments, that's fine. If you drench it with Garrett juice mixture and spray it really well, that will provide quite a bit of the humic material that's needed anyway. If you do the activated charcoal also, that would just help a little bit more. But I don't think it's going to pull any toxins out of the soil from the gas. I think that'll all be gone.
Yeah. Okay, well, I'll try that. And there's another thing I need to ask you about. I have a volunteer pecan tree, just a small tree out in the backyard, and the whole top of it is dead. But it's the leaves around the lower part is okay, but what would cause the top to die?
Some kind of stress. I'd do the same thing we just talked about on the abelia, the overall sick tree treatment and dead limbs in it. You just cut them out. They're not going to come back to life. Make sure that the flower is dramatically exposed. Even though pecan is a bottomland tree, it strongly prefers to have the flower dramatically exposed. The champion pecan tree that's in Weatherford that's about 800 years old or so, we took over 5 feet of soil off one side of that tree, and after that was done, it just made a remarkable turnaround.
Yeah. Okay, well, I'll see what I can do. And why are all the leaves falling right now?
It's too hot. You just keep up with your watering. Water real deeply when you water, but leaves will abort. A plant will abort leaves in an attempt to just try to even out the amount of water it can pull in and the amount of water that's transpiring out of the plant.
Yeah. Okay, and my Japanese maples, my little Japanese maples, they're getting crispy on the edges.
No, that's a heat and water-related thing, too. Just make sure you deeply, deeply soak the area, whether it's in a pot or in the ground, and then go as long as you can without there being any wilt or it drying completely out before you water again. But when you water, water real heavily and really deeply.
Okay, well, they're in pots, so
Water them every day. My Japanese maples in pots, I'm watering daily.
Yeah. Okay, well, I better get to work then.
All right, get to work, Ruth. You'll see.
Thank you very much.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay, let's see who's next. I guess it's Don's turn in Fort Worth. Hey, Don.
Yeah, I listen to you every Sunday morning.
Thank you, sir.
And the lady that you talked to about the fleas and the ticks, the fleas and the ticks that she had in her yard and on her animals, I've been using a teaspoon of apple vinegar cider for my dog for about the last 2 years, and she has no fleas and no ticks on her or anything.
I hear that from people from time to time. I give my little tater a little bit of apple cider vinegar in his food every day, and I think it helps some, too.
Oh, yeah.
He doesn't have any fleas on him. He scratches a little. He had his dry skin, but I've started using a product called Dream Coat, which is a fatty acid product, and it has pretty much eliminated that issue. So, yeah, it the apple cider vinegar is pretty magical stuff. I take it myself every day, too, Don.
Maybe I ought to start
on that. Yeah, sure.
But there's one other thing I wanted to ask you.
Okay, hang on. I have to talk to you off there because I got to zoom out of here for a minute, and then we'll do the third hour. Again, if it's not on your radio station, listen on DirtDoctor.com. I am Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor. Telephone number is 866-444-3478. 866-444-DIRT-3478. I'll be back.